ministries respond to the deadly coronavirus in China and mourn the loss of loved ones in Kenya. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Go with me to China and see how Christians handle pressing needs. And then later, we'll learn how to pray for persecuted believers in East Africa. We'll begin today in China, where over the last 5 days, the country's intensified its response to the coronavirus. They've quarantined 16 cities, which affects some 36 million people. There are also reported cases in Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and the United States. But the World Health Organization stopped just short of calling it a global health emergency. We connected with Asian Access to ask how this situation affects them. President Joe Hanley says,
"The travel that impacts the Chinese world is immense. We have leaders of our ministry that are from mainland China, and they struggle to get in and out based on the situation. All of us have to take extraordinary precautions to be healthy during a season like this. So it's quite a challenge."
Handley is asking us to pray for the body of Christ in China. One senior ministry leader revealed a unique perspective on this health challenge.
He said, "Actually, this might be spiritually good for us to be reminded that even a rising, growing power can be brought down by a small unseen bug." So it really is a moment of reflection, a moment of humility, and a chance for us to really think through what is our calling and how do we best serve that call.
Meanwhile, Algeria's government shut down yet another church in recent days. According to Middle East Concern, 19 churches have been closed in the last 2 years. At least 13 of the church buildings were sealed shut. MEC's Daniel Hoffman says,
"The government tries to limit the growth of the church because the Protestant church in Algeria has been growing quite significantly over the last few decades and continues to grow. For instance, there is much less pressure on the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church is not growing."
Algeria's constitution establishes Islam as the national religion. Laws make it difficult for non-Muslim religious groups to function. For example, in order to use a building for church purposes, Christians have to get a license from a special committee.
But the committee has never met and therefore has never issued a single license. And now the government is saying these churches are illegal because they're operating without the proper license.
Visit us online for details and then share this story with your network.
I think Algerian Christian leaders are a little bit worried that they are disappearing from people's radar. And when nobody's watching, that the government will continue their activities again. So we can try and find ways of making sure people stay connected with the story and watch what is happening with the Christians in Algeria. Pray for an end to this campaign by the authorities and for the churches to remain strong in the midst of it.
And attacks on believers in Kenya continue into 2020. Earlier this month, three Christian teachers in eastern Kenya were killed. The Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab is believed to be behind the attack. The three believers were not initially named, and the school has since been closed. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada brings us the details.
One of the attackers reportedly said that we cannot allow infidels to teach our children. And one of the things that Al-Shabaab and then some of these other militant Islamic groups is they see Christianity as a Western religion, and they don't want, again, in their understanding, they don't want the ideology from what they think is the West.
Kenyan believers and citizens have been the target of many attacks. For some Christians, the pressure is beginning to cause strain.
You've got churches that are being very careful, or some even are closing down. Some of the schools are closing down. So in a sense, Al-Shabaab is getting their agenda out there, their desire to stop the spread of the gospel. And again, that's a part of it. They see people living Islam and they want to try to clamp down on that and stop that.
Please pray for the strengthening of faith among Kenya's believers and their safety, and pray that the hearts of the Al-Shabaab militants will soften toward believers and the gospel. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.